Hot dogs, hamburgers, fireworks. Happy 4th of July. This is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Excited to be with you guys today on our Independence Day. So this is, for me, you know, it's fun to do this because, you know, this is the top of the list right here. For the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, I started my list of 30 best players in the NFL. And this list is based on at least having 1 year of a body of work and also discussing how good is this player right now. And the last 2 weeks, I've given you players 30 through 11 in two separate episodes. And today we are down to my list of best players in the NFL. So again, it's how good they are right now, and it's also making sure they have at least 1 year of a body of work at such a high level that I'm going to put them this high on the list. So I want you to bear in mind that at any given time, you know, you can probably make a case that any of these guys on the list has been the best player in the NFL at one given time recently. So what I mean by that is that, yeah, there's 10 players on this list, but I'm telling you all 10 of these players are once-in-a-generation type talents. All 10 of these players are either locks for the Hall of Fame, or if they continue to play the way they have been, they're going to go down as some of the very greatest players in history. So, look, if someone is ranked 10th on this list, or 9th, or 8th, I'm still saying this player is either a legend or they're on their way to becoming very legendary in a league that's been around for a long time. So bear in mind that right now we are playing in the most probably competitive time in the history of the NFL. The athletes are bigger, better, and faster than ever before overall. And, you know, it's the NFL. Everyone's great. Everyone is a phenomenal athlete. So excited to give you this list. Just so you guys know, on Friday, I'm going to be having my weekly episode where I answer your guys' questions. Again, send your questions to stevethescout81@gmail.com. And each week I will either pick five questions to answer or I will pick one question and talk about it for an entire show. So with that being said, without any further ado, I'm going to get to my top 10 best players in the NFL, and I'm going to start out with number 10, the wide receiver for the New York Giants, Odell Beckham Jr. So why am I making Odell Beckham my 10th best player in the NFL on this list? Well, I'm just going to start out by saying what his weaknesses are. His weaknesses are this, because, look, he's not the top-ranked wide receiver on this list, so I think you got to at least say, you know, what are some of his weaknesses. Right now, and it's going to always really be this way, is that he is not as physical as a guy like an Andre Johnson or a Julio Jones or even a Calvin Johnson or even other receivers. In terms of being physical against bigger press corners, he's not built to do that. His other thing is that, you know, he relies a lot on his athleticism. I am not going to say he's not a smart wide receiver, but he relies on his athleticism because, quite frankly, of any wide receiver in the NFL, if you're going to ask me who is the best overall athlete, it's Odell Beckham Jr. But what does Odell Beckham do that's so great? Well, When he's breaking on his route after his initial release, he gets better separation faster than any other wide receiver. When he's in the middle of the open field, he has the best breakaway because there's football speed and there's track speed, but in terms of after catching the football, there's nobody I've seen with better breakaway speed after the catch. If you were to probably look at, you know, the last, you know, three or four seasons that, you know, let's say, you know, I mean, Odell hasn't been playing that long, but if you're going to look at, let's say, the last two or three seasons that Odell has been healthy, look at the last two or three seasons that Julio Jones has been healthy and some of these other wide receivers. I don't know if you're going to see a guy that's broken off big plays after the catch more times than Odell Beckham Jr. Best breakaway speed after the catch in the NFL. And because of that, you know, out of all the wide receivers, he is probably the most entertaining to watch. He makes the most ridiculous catches. And, you know, again, he is the best overall athlete, I believe, of any wide receiver on this list. Where he lacks is, again, you know, he is not going to be as physical against the press corners, and he does rely a lot on his athleticism. But look, Odell Beckham, you know, he's one of those guys that if he can stay healthy and continue to work on the art of being a wide receiver, he can definitely go down as one of the best to ever play the position. But again, you know, he's gotta stay healthy. He's got to keep his mind right, not get distracted, and you know he has to put the work in. And from everything I know, he is a very hard worker. But you know, there's a reason why he's not number one on this list, and that is because in terms of actual skill sets of a wide receiver, you know, there are one or two guys that I put ahead of him. But Odell Beckham is still absolutely phenomenal. All right, moving on to my ninth best player in the NFL. It's outside linebacker Khalil Mack. If you had to build an outside linebacker from scratch and make the perfect outside linebacker, it would be Khalil Mack. He is the most complete outside linebacker in the NFL. The reason why is he can run through you, and he can also run around you. What he excels at is speed to power. Meaning his initial first step and his speed is so great that, you know, and he also has so much power that when he's coming at you with that kind of speed and transitioning into using his power, he becomes almost unblockable. He has the best arsenal of pass rush moves of any outside linebacker in the game right now. You can make the argument this guy's even the best player in the NFL. That is how good he is. He's one of the way he's playing, he's going to end up being one of the best linebackers at any linebacker position in the history of the game. He is a complete player. He can beat you on power, speed. You can line him up in different spots on the defensive line. You can stand him up. You can put his hand in the dirt. Khalil Mack is a special player. And in my opinion, according to Steve the Scout, he is the ninth best player in the NFL. My eighth best player in the NFL is quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. When you want to look at passer rating, regular season play, he is among the very best quarterbacks in the history of the game. In terms of his regular season play, if he continues to play like this, we could be talking about the best regular season quarterback in the history of the game. But we got to see if he stays healthy and how much longer he plays for. He is that good that if I was to be asked, okay, I can either have Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre healthy for 15 years, which quarterback am I taking? I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. That is how damn good he is. He is the best pure passer I think we've seen since John Elway and Dan Marino. When you want to talk about a pure passer of the football, his lasers, he gets the ball in there faster and more accurately than anyone I've watched in my lifetime. You can still make the argument that he is the best player in the NFL. That is how good he is. He's going to go down as an all-time great, already a first ballot Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in history and still one of the very best players in the NFL. Some of you may be surprised that I ranked him this high, but if you go back and watch the tape of the 2017 NFL season, I had to put this guy in the top 10, and that is Jadeveon Clowney. Look, when he was coming out of college, he had maybe two or three good pass rush moves. Didn't know how to get leverage, get around the edge. Wasn't the guy that typically kept his hips square. There were just, you know, a lot of things mechanically that were off. But when you want to talk about God-given ability to play a position, he has the God-given ability to play defensive end in the same way that LeBron James has the God-given ability to play basketball. Not only that, you know, he's able to use his length, his speed around the edge is faster than any defensive end I've seen, maybe ever, honestly. When you want to talk about a defensive end that can get around the edge, a guy that you can line up all over there, you know, playing three technique, putting him on the outside, Jadeveon Clowney can do a variety of different things. And the reason I'm rating him ahead of any offensive lineman is there's no offensive lineman in the NFL right now that I think can block him, one-on-one. Taylor Lewan, I would rank as one of the three best tackles in the NFL, and Taylor Lewan could not do that much against Jadeveon Clowney. When I watch Clowney now, he is a guy that has, technique-wise, improved his game tremendously, and now he's matching great technique with that God-given ability, and he is someone that is so special that, you know, next year when I do this again, I could probably, you know, maybe even put him in the top five. But I'm telling you, if I had to predict right now who is going to be the defensive player of the year in 2018, my money is on Jadeveon Clowney. Look, when it comes right down to it, I'm blunt and I'm to the point. If you were to tell me, hey, without the attitude and without any negativity that comes with it, on a pure level of who's the better player, who would you start a franchise with if you had them at their best for 15 years? Would you take Terrell Owens or would you take Julio Jones? Julio Jones is that good that I'm going to tell you I would take Julio Jones. I believe in terms of what he brings to the table talent-wise, he is on the same playing field, maybe even better than Randy Moss. That is how incredible he is. He is going to be the fastest wide receiver in NFL history to get to 10,000 yards. He is a guy that right now he just has everything. He has the size to be a mismatch. So against those bigger physical corners that are going to come into the league, he's a big, strong guy, and he's going to be able to deal with those guys more effectively than a smaller guy like an Odell Beckham Jr. But when you look at his overall game, some of the best separation in the NFL, one of the fastest receivers in and out of his breaks, one of the fastest receivers just in terms of straight line speed, and can run every single run in the route tree, and intelligence wise, he's got it. You know, if you were to make the perfect wide receiver, that wide receiver would be Julio Jones. He is one of the best to play that position in the history of the game. He's a guy that, you know, I'm not going to say he's had as many productive years as Larry Fitzgerald, but when you want to talk about a guy that is dominant, he's more dominant than Larry Fitzgerald ever was. And Larry Fitzgerald at one point was the best wide receiver in the NFL. But when you look at Julio Jones, this guy is a once-in-a-generation type talent. Let me tell you how competitive this list is. When I'm making a list of the best outside linebackers in the history of the game, just looking at top three, I would put number one Lawrence Taylor. Number two, I would put Derek Thomas. And number three, I would put Von Miller. That's how competitive this list is. That I put Von Miller fifth as the fifth best player in the NFL, but he's one step behind Derek Thomas and Lawrence Taylor, in my opinion, as being the best outside linebacker in the history of the game. That is how great the NFL is right now in terms of competition and athleticism, and so many guys in the league that, you know, are being looked at as potentially the best player ever to play their position, or at least trending that way. When I look at Von Miller and compare him to Khalil Mack has a better arsenal of pass rush moves. Khalil Mack has more power. The problem is Von Miller's first step will destroy your entire game. Now, outside of that, when you look at Von Miller as a complete linebacker, he's a guy that can drop back into coverage. Khalil Mack is great at dropping into coverage, but Von Miller is a little bit better. When I look at them against the run, To me, they're pretty close that they're pretty close in that regard. But just Von Miller's first step and his ability to get around the edge is one of the hardest things to defend in the NFL. It's the reason that the New England Patriots lost to them in the AFC Championship game a few years ago. And it's the same reason that 2 weeks later, they beat Cam Newton in the Super Bowl. Von Miller won them that Super Bowl. Look, yes, I get it. A football team wins, but that football team, that Super Bowl was won by an outside linebacker. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is how special Von Miller is. He's one of the best defensive players in the history of the game. One of a guy that right now I'm only ranking him fifth on this list. But when you look at Von Miller, that guy is an unbelievable talent and a once in a 20-25 year kind of talent at the outside linebacker position. My fourth best player in the NFL is defensive end J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans. I am ranking him fourth on this list, and let me just say this: if he was healthy right now, I would still rank him fourth on this list. And as I get through this list, you know, I'll tell you why. But look, J.J. Watt, and that's how competitive this is. J.J. Watt is already arguably the best defensive end in the history of the game. If you want to talk about what he's on pace to do, you know, if you're going to look at, you know, the best defensive ends in history, the other guys that I would put in that conversation are going to be Reggie White and Deacon Jones. You know, maybe Bruce Smith comes after that. But really, to me, the two best defensive ends ever are Reggie White and Deacon Jones. Before they actually recorded sacks, you know, Deacon Jones had something like 25 to 30 sacks in a single season before they even recorded it. But when you look at J.J. Watt and what he's been able to do at this point in his career, he is on track right now to be the best defensive end in the history of the game and one of the five, maybe three or four best defensive players in history. Look, you know, you can still, you know, he's still at a point right now where if he finishes out his career with this level of dominance and has another great run for a number of years, he can be looked at as the best defensive player ever. He's special because he does all this from a 3-4 defensive end. It is very difficult to be disruptive as a 3-4 defensive end compared to being a 4-3 defensive end or a 3-4 outside linebacker. What J.J. Watt's been able to do, he is already amongst, in my opinion, the best players to ever play this game. I'll say it again. This list is incredibly competitive. And when you look at Tom Brady, people are talking about him right now as the best player in the history of the game. The best player in the history of the game. And I put him third on this list. And shortly, you'll find out why. And I'm going to make a case for why there's two guys that I put ahead of Tom Brady right now, when Brady is arguably the best player ever, and a guy right now that's also playing, that's still playing his best football after all these years. Tom Brady, in my opinion, yes, he is the best quarterback in history. The thing with him and what makes him special is his ability to manipulate defenses. That combined with the coaching continuity that they've had there in New England, on the offensive and even defensive side of the ball, and with Belichick there, that has helped make Brady great as well. But when you want to look at manipulating defenses, he's the best at it ever. Now, you can talk about accuracy, but there's another level of ball placement that Tom Brady has that I don't see even from any other quarterbacks. You know, the ability to put the ball in the perfect spot. And sometimes the perfect spot is not going to be right in the receiver's chest. It's going to be in the only spot where a DB can't get it. And that is damn near impossible to do. When you look at Brady's arm strength compared to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers is number two on this list, but Tom Brady is still the better quarterback and a guy that's going to go down, if not the best player ever, definitely one of the best players ever, and still the best quarterback in the NFL. All right, so recapping the list so far. At number 10, we have Odell Beckham Jr., the wide receiver for the New York Giants. Number 9, we got Khalil Mack, the outside linebacker for the Oakland Raiders. 8, we have Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Number 7, we have defensive end Jadeveon Clowney from the Houston Texans. Number 6, we have Julio Jones, wide receiver of the Atlanta Falcons. 5, we have Von Miller, outside linebacker for the Denver Broncos. And at number 4, we have another defensive end on the Houston Texans, J.J. Watt. Number 3, we have Tom Brady. And moving on to my second best player in the NFL is wide receiver from the Pittsburgh Steelers, Antonio Brown. And let me make the case for why Antonio Brown is the second best player in the NFL. And really, in my opinion, why overall skill set of playing the wide receiver position, he's really just as good as Jerry Rice. He's better than Randy Moss. He's better than Terrell Owens. He's better than Marvin Harrison. And when I'll say this, he's better than Julio Jones or Calvin Johnson. That to me is pretty epic. And what really separates him from other wide receivers, or even a guy, even a guy like Randy Moss. Look, back in the day when Darrell Revis was at his best, he was able to shut down Randy Moss. But it does not matter if you have a Darrell Revis covering an Antonio Brown, because you can cover him and blanket him and trail him as best you want. But at the end, Antonio Brown is going to figure out a way to get proper body positioning and to separate from you to make that catch. He is at his best when the ball is coming down and it's time for him to come up with it, because of his ability to outmaneuver the guy, position his body, and even if he's being covered perfectly, he's still gonna make that catch. In terms of feet, he has the fastest feet of any wide receiver in the game today. Maybe anyone that I've ever watched. His overall ability to manipulate defenders, that's the best I've ever seen. And I've watched some good tape on Jerry Rice, but I'm telling you, Antonio Brown is on pace to be one of the 5 to 10 best players in history, and really you can make the case for top 3, because the NFL Network, they had a list of top 100 players ever. Jerry Rice was number 1. I think if they redid it now, Tom Brady would be the guy. But I'm telling you, Antonio Brown is today's version of Jerry Rice, just in terms of how great he is. A guy that certainly deserves that kind of recognition, and I believe a guy that, even though he's only been in the league since 2010, he's already a lock for the Hall of Fame. People for years have been saying now that J.J. Watt is the best football player of this generation and the best defensive player since Lawrence Taylor, and the most disruptive force in the NFL today. Now, taking aside the fact, forgetting that J.J. Watt was injured the last 2 years, I'm going to tell you, at J.J. Watt's best, he is not as disruptive and hard to contain as Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald has a faster get-off in terms of being able to manhandle guys with power. He does that at a higher level than J.J. Watt does, as ridiculous as that sounds. And when you look at a guy that just gets into the backfield and wreaks havoc, when you just turn on the tape of both of those guys, they both do it at a ridiculous level. But because of Aaron Donald's get-off and his power and ability to get in the backfield, all the things I just mentioned, I'm going to give him the edge over J.J. Watt. He is the best defensive lineman I have ever watched at any point. When I look at Reggie White at his best, to me, I still don't think he's as dominant as Aaron Donald at his best. Aaron Donald, if he continues to play this way, is going to make a case that he's the best defensive player in history. And if you want to talk about guys that can rival Lawrence Taylor. The two guys that you can look at are J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald. And J.J. Watt, in my opinion, right now, he's the best defensive end I've ever seen. But Aaron Donald is the best overall defensive lineman I've ever watched. All right, so that concludes my top 30 list, 30 best players in the NFL. This Friday, as usual, I'm going to be answering your guys' questions. Send your questions to stevethescout81@gmail.com. Again, that is stevethescout81@gmail.com. You guys have a great 4th of July or whenever you've tuned into this. I'll be back on Friday to answer your guys' questions. Until then, this is Steve the Scout signing off.